You're listening to The Building Code. I'm Tom Houghton.
I'm Paul Wirth.
And we've got Wes.
What's up, guys?
Wes is joining us from Trunk Bay. That's your company's name.
Yes, sir.
Not a location. His location, of course, Bloomington, Illinois.
We're live at Buildington University again.
We are.
So that was
Wes joined us for a lovely 2-day Build a Trend University.
Yep.
This one's a little interesting because on day two, as people know who have been here, day one has the party at night. Yep.
That's right.
So day two is a bit of a different vibe.
Day one had everything. Trainings. I mean, you meet your coach, the whole party thing at night, dinner. I mean, you're going from 7 to, whenever you want the night to end.
So I was asking last night, Wes, Trunk Bay, what's with that name?
So,
because it's in the Midwest, right?
Yeah. So, my last name's Trunk.
Okay, that makes
sense.
So,
Trunk Bay is a body of water,
right,
in the Caribbean on the island of St. John.
Yep.
My dad is a big time South Florida Caribbean. He was studying marine biology. That's what he wanted, biology and chemistry, in college. Ended up in construction. So his company
makes sense.
That's where we work for. Yeah, you don't gotta do what you major in.
Right,
so
exactly.
He always told me that growing up. I got a biology degree. So Trunk Bay. He loves the warm weather. Loves the South. So
it makes sense from like a marketing point of view. If you're in the cold Midwest, you're gonna gravitate to a name that makes you feel warm.
That's true. And our logo is the palm tree, and that's what he always says is push the palm tree, because no one's ever looked at the palm tree and thought sad thoughts. So,
right. That's a good point. No bad vibes for palm trees.
That's true.
Unless something like falls in your head. That doesn't happen.
That too.
That's like cartoons.
Yeah. Most palm trees don't have coconuts. Yeah. Fun fact.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. We're learning today.
Exactly.
It is a standing palm tree, so that is good.
Yeah.
It's not falling.
It's not falling.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So tell us about, like we ask everybody, what's the profile of your business?
We're fully custom design single family homes. Central Illinois is a very ranging market. So we've been in business for about 15 years, and anywhere from 30 homes a year to 10 to 12. And just recently last year, we're slimming down to maybe 5 to 10 would be our target range. So custom floor plans, we don't replicate anything. Everything we do is bid out. Your house is priced for your house. Nobody else has anything like it. So Bloomington Normal, Central Illinois, where we build at, is a high reputation for cookie cutter homes. We have State Farm Insurance headquartered there, Country Insurance. So people are moving in and out all the time, relocations, things like that. So homes there were just built to, live in for a few years and then move on. Not a whole lot of like specialty new construction. So why we're building there, I have no idea, but that's where we were. And it's awesome. I have loved being a part of Trunk Bay. It's been even better since I graduated college a couple years ago and figured out they were using Builder Trend. I helped out a little bit in high school, and it was a lot more manual and just a little frustrating. Our company was bigger at that point. Now we're slim and mean, three people. It's my dad, who's the owner and designer. We have our office admin, who's runs our emails and purchase orders, and helps our accounting department, who's we kind of outsource there. And then I'm our project manager. So,
So you're in the field.
Yes. Yep.
And who's in charge of client communication? Who takes the lead there?
Tag team between me and my dad. Right. So we're our sales team. So we're the ones meeting with prospecting clients, designing floor plans. We have people who draw up the floor plans. So we space plan. We create and design custom homes that then we produce and bid out for our homeowners. So
when you say slim down, was that on purpose? And it's like you're looking for higher end stuff, higher revenue jobs?
Yeah, it was slim down in terms of our company used to be, I think 9 or 10 employees in the early 2010s. Mm-hmm. To just process it through people retiring, moving on to other things. We had a couple guys go start their own building companies.
Mm-hmm.
But then the market we used to cookie cut 300 homes a year. It was 300 homes a year from, late 90s through 07, 08 when the market crashed, and slowly went from, 300 to 225 to 150 to 80 to now where I think this year we're going to be in the 30s. I mean, it is a fraction of what it used to be. So,
yeah.
You know, you either adapt or, you know, adapt or die. So,
but for some companies, like, less volume is a lot easier, right?
Yeah. So definitely from a sense of like getting, used to the construction process. Again, I've been in this about 11 months now mm-hmm. as our project manager. So mm-hmm. getting used to the process has been a lot easier instead of, it's a fine balance because obviously you want repetition and more houses, you know, you can get used to the timelines and, mm-hmm. and the what you need in a certain point. Mm-hmm. But also it's nice to only have like, you know, one or two things to focus on at a time.
Something custom and special. And like,
yeah. And it gives you time to really, really think about your process. Like in a time where if you're punching out, you know, 15, 20 houses a year. I mean, I'm speaking relatively for mm-hmm. a company our size.
Yeah.
If we were doing 15, 20 houses a year, we wouldn't have necessarily the time to even think about our processes. We would just stay in what we were doing because that's easier, it works, and it's how we can,
right.
You know, that's generating the most revenue right. for us.
And it's you have to do that to keep the wheels moving.
Exactly. Right. But now that we're, you know, slowing down a little bit, you know, we're taking the time of saying, hey, is this really the best way we can, you know, bid out our houses? Is this mm-hmm. really the best way, I don't know, our whole sales process? Like how do we make 5 meetings, 3 meetings? How do we make, you know, 10 different, you know, adjustments and edits, 8?
Right.
Stuff like that. So
let's talk about your journey with your company, because that's the most mm-hmm. interesting thing for Tom and I when we were talking about you, is that you're young. You came into the business 11 months ago, you said?
Yep.
Coming from the generation that grew up with technology, mm-hmm. moving into your dad's company, but an industry that's definitely not that's made that revolution yet.
Yep.
What was that like?
Well, stressful. That's the number one thing. Like the construction, everyone says construction is not easy, and they're absolutely right. There are a million details that go into whatever you're doing, as small as a single family house, even smaller than that in remodels. There's still a lot of, you know, intricate pieces of it. You know, taking the time to get to know that has been my biggest time consumer so far. Is aside from getting used to, you know, my first job out of college, I also have to learn, you know, I have a communications degree. So I didn't go to trade school. I had a liberal arts university that we didn't teach anything in framing or takeoffs or, you know, any sort of project management skills like that. All I have is I know how to talk to people. I know how to look at a computer and I look at a computer software and know where to click around to get what I need to get out of it, you know, and knowing the right questions, the right critical questions to ask.
Right.
To get the answers I need.
It's interesting. Okay, your dad could have taken that one or two ways, right? Like, don't come in here and tell me what I'm not doing.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Or he could say, this is really cool. Somebody's going to take a fresh look at my business mm-hmm. and my processes and yep. just give me sort of an analysis. Yep. Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, so when, ironically enough, my dad and I were in Florida when
there
we first, talked about the idea of me coming on. And a lot of things went into that conversation. One, he told me, you know, one of his favorite analogies is this is a foxhole and I'm in a foxhole every single day and I need somebody in there to back me up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this business felt like for him. And also, you know, we have a very open relationship, communication wise, we can say a lot of things to each other. We're both pretty open about conflict. So we can just tell each other I don't think this is going to work. You know, I'm upset by the way you did this.
Yeah.
Both ways, and we're, you know, he reciprocates that and listens pretty well, but yeah. So he said, you know what, this isn't something that I want to be tied down to for the next 10 or 15 years. He always wants to be a part of Trunk Bay. He's got the design eye. He loves, you know, that's his niche.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't necessarily want to engage as fully in the process as, you know, he would hire that help. He would hire the project managers. He would hire the people who would, you know, take the job from start to finish for
right.
him, and he
mm-hmm.
could just design the house. Mm-hmm. So that's where we, start in our communication. He says, you know, this is something that if you want to do, you know, I'll always be there to offer assistance and support. But as much as you want to take, as much as you want to engage yourself, that's how far the company's going to go, because, you know, we were already on a, you know, downturn in terms of our staff and our numbers and stuff like that. We, mm-hmm. you know, we see the writing on the wall that, hey, we're not growing for the next 15 years. We got to figure out how to be more efficient.
It sounds like the ingredients that you have there. So you've got your dad who's open and willing to change. Mm-hmm. You've got yourself, who's like new, but also like open to trying to figure this out. Yep. So you got two people who are willing to kind of like give a little on the rope on this game of tug of war, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking, you know, for other people, how they can apply this. You've got to go into this kind of open-minded, you know, when you're embracing new technologies, new changes for your business. You've got to be willing to have those tough conversations that you're having, you know, honestly.
Yeah, you got to be able to, which is probably pretty hard if you don't have a situation like Wes coming in, like a change in your business, but you know you want to improve your business. You got to kind of be able to step out of it and just really look at it with a fair lens.
Yeah.
Like, is what we're doing working?
Exactly.
And one of the biggest things that I would add is having a sense of humility was a huge part of me even being able to improve and grow the way I have so far in just 11 months. I mean, I have to go to our subcontractor. We're a three-person company. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a training process. We don't have a, hey, you're going to spend this 3 months, you know, shadowing your superior. That wasn't the case for us. It was, hey, go into it. This is a minefield. And when you hit, you know, when your arm blows off, you figure out a way to to reattach it.
Fix
and then,
it then.
And then not do it the next time.
Right.
You know?
Don't step there again.
Yeah, I was gonna say that got a little escalated quickly there. Sorry.
Well, we've got a lot of. We have Foxhole.
Yeah,
we
got a fox.
Were you watching some war movies?
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't, but for some reason that's what we go to.
And that's all right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, but I have to go to our subs a lot and be like, hey, like explain this to me like I'm 10 because this is my first go around through it, and that does take a lot of like. You know, I need to learn this, and I can't have a super high head about like, oh yeah, I'm gonna, you know, manage this super well from day one. Like, no, I'm gonna screw up left and right, but I'm gonna get better and not do the same mistake twice.
Yeah, you gotta check your ego.
Absolutely.
In your situation, that's absolutely. Really great. You know, it's very similar to this place too. A very common question when people look at BuilderTrend employees are, were you guys in construction? Or like, were the owners of BuilderTrend, did you guys come from construction? And the reality is, no, because we're not in construction. We're in software.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to necessarily be in the trade. But what you do, like you, have to be very open, ask questions to your clients who are in construction. Like, how do you do this? And like, what's the best way to create a software to help you do this?
That's what I'm super excited about. You know, we have, I'd say our BuilderTrend software has all of the information you would need to go run your construction company, but instead of somebody who has that knowledge then pulling it out of the software to go do it, you have somebody who doesn't have that knowledge attacking the software and investing in the software, immersing themselves in the scheduling, the POs, all of that stuff, because that's where it'll run itself. You know, you don't have to think about the 30 different things that you had to 10 years ago.
So like for somebody like you, the software was like a nice safety net for you.
100%.
Right? Because you had no knowledge of what to do.
That is absolutely what it is for me. Because I rely on that left and right to tell me what I need to know about the construction process. Mm-hmm. I don't have another source of information like that.
That's why this is a cool interview, because most people you talk to have been in construction forever, and then they started using BuilderTrend and sort of applied BuilderTrend to their business.
Yeah.
It all goes back to putting those processes in place.
Yeah.
Right? You got to have those processes in order to grow, or in your case, just be more efficient at what you're doing.
Yeah.
So talk about just a little bit, since we are live at BTU, what has your experience been? Actually, what was your expectations, and then sort of like, then like, what's your experience?
No, I mean, I tried to come in with a blank, you know, blank slate. I did a lot of preparation as far as like questions I wanted to ask. I've done seminars and conferences, you know, before, but seeing the office, first of all, like understanding who I'm calling, you know, and where I'm calling, how the people talk to each other. Like, not only obviously do I talk with my coach, but if I need a question quick, I'm talking to anybody in here. Right. I've met 10 people who I've talked to before this weekend. So that's been cool for me. I wasn't expecting to meet and build as many relationships as I did. Even meeting you last night, Paul, and coming up and knowing my name, I was like, this guy's like, you know, this is employee number one, but like, you know, and having that was pretty cool. But as far as the classes go, I mean, the teaching's been off the chart. I wrote everything down that I could, and I have so much, you know, that I want to go back and again, start putting even more into the software. Don't try to do everything all at once.
Yeah.
You know, little doses, because not only do I have to go communicate what this week was like for me, but I got two other people in my company who didn't get the same experience, who right. also don't necessarily engage and build a trench to the level that I do. So I have to figure out a way to impact them as much, you know, as close to as much as I was impacted this week in in our own time.
You have to distribute the information to the people, and they, you know, once it's now being passed down for a couple hands.
But you were saying last night, you got to figure out a way to get them here or something there to kind of, again, help that process of sharing the knowledge. I think it's true. We kind of hear this from a lot of people who come here. Coming to the office, experiencing the Build a Trend culture, meeting your Build a Trend coach, which you did. You got to meet Marge, who is fantastic Build a Trend coach. So she's shout out to Marge. Yeah.
She's right here.
She slipped me $5 to say that, actually.
We have
our whole team is great here. So, and you kind of referenced that too. You've talked with a few people.
So how do we get Dad here? Like, do I just need to take a picture with a palm tree?
No, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, are you finding one in Omaha?
Now we'll just, you know, we'll Photoshop
it. Okay, swim trunks and shades.
Yeah, we'll just Photoshop it.
In a pile of snow that's outside.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, he'll definitely come in the summer.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Omaha's not, I couldn't really convince him to go, you know, he moves south in the summer in the winter, not laterally. Right. So it's March. So he's probably got another month or two before he starts going east and west.
Yeah. How do you guys market? What are those decisions? Are you out there advertising in papers and video or buying stuff? What do you do?
Yeah. So, our biggest marketing tool is word of mouth. So we try to deliver excellent homes and excellent customer service. We always put our clients first. Obviously that's true of a lot of people, but even, you know, as personal as our company is with each individual homeowner, like we might only be building for 5 people a year.
Right.
So we have to have that relationship first. That, you know, pre-solds are difficult for a reason, but it's because you have to deal with the people. So we try to make that relationship as easy as possible. So word of mouth, we're not in newspapers, billboards really. So we do a lot of Facebook, Instagram, you know, photos of our houses, you know, get a lot of activity because obviously the design element of Trunk Bay is one of its best features.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about this video you did. You did a marketing video, like, was it about your team or was it about your product?
So, what was the angle?
We did one segment maybe last summer when we closed a house. We closed a really nice custom house that we did. So we actually got in there the week that it was clean and really nice. And, it let us shoot, you know, kind of some different angles. We did some introductions to our team. And then earlier this spring, we had a couple of our subcontractors and actually a homeowner come in and talk about, you know, how we run our sales process, a little bit about Build a Trend and how they get to engage with the software and watch their house being built. So shout out to you guys.
Hey, shout out.
Got to plug you guys a little bit, but we're hoping to be able to use this for, like, who is Trunk Bay? Who are you going to work with? Who are you going to see?
Totally.
What's the house going to look like?
Yeah.
We're hoping to be able to replicate this for years to come.
So. Yeah, that's good.
And people expect that, honestly. People expect to be able to go to a website, obviously. If you don't have a website, that's a must. But when you get there, like you said, you don't need pages of content. Like, just you want visuals.
Yeah.
Like, show me your work.
I know you build houses. Show me what the house looks like. That's.
Right. And show me something about you.
And
I want to get to know. Because, like you said, especially in your volume, it is a relationship.
Absolutely.
And a 100%. Long one. And, you know, ups and downs the whole time. So you got to feel good about who you're in the foxhole with.
Yep. Oh, hey,
that was a callback.
That was. Yeah. The level of relationship that we get with these people, like, you, we just know there's going to be stressful times coming along in the process. People are going to freak out about the way this looks, things that we're comfortable with, they won't be. And they want somebody who'd be able to stand there with them and say, hey, it's going to be all right. It's going to, you know, don't worry. Give it a little bit of time or whatever. They need somebody they can trust, not someone they think is, like, you know, got two fingers behind their back trying to, you know, manipulate them. So.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to go watch this thing.
Yeah, I know.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah. We'd like to put it in the show notes, if that's okay with you. We'll post this, you know, to everybody to check out.
Right,
so check out the show notes. You'll see a link to this video that we're talking about here. And
one follow-up question I had for people who are listening, because a lot of them are construction companies like you.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about banking on your referrals or word of mouth, do you actually ask the homeowner to that part of it when you close?
So this was something that I think my dad came up with a few years ago. He gives everyone a visual. He'll tell this to them from the first meeting. He says, right. Hey, I'm going to promise you a lot of things and deliver on every single one of them and more. If I do all of that, I'm going to spin your shoulders around and say, go tell people. He'll tell them that in the first meeting. And then when we close a house, when we have our walk through the day it closes, he'll say, hey, you know, your house is beautiful. We've loved it. We've loved getting to know you guys. The best thing you can do for us is go tell, you know, go, if anyone's asking about moving, you know, buying property, selling property, we're also real estate agents. So that helps as well. But just tell them that we try to serve people the best as we can. That's really our,
that's amazing.
That's great.
So, that is a great little tip.
And really, anybody. Really, he says, that's my sales force. That's mm-hmm. my marketing tool is all of our homeowners. That we created a sales force without adding to Trunk Bay because we just tell people, hey, anytime you get a chance to talk about your home, how beautiful it is, you're hosting parties, whatever it is, you know, just let them know who did it. Let them know we'd be happy to talk to them if we can help them out with remodels, you know, whatever.
Whatever. And do you feel like that, like, do you get feedback from your leads that come to you and say, hey, Mrs. X, Y, and Z told me about you guys?
Yeah, one of the first things we ask people is like, really in the meeting is like, hey, how'd you hear about us? Yeah. And I'd probably say 8 or 9 times out of 10, it's, oh, well, I know this person down the street. I know, you know, my cousin or, you know, my brother built a house, you know, or you built for one of his friends or something like that. I mean, people just talk. Wow. And that's how we do it.
Yeah, this is the power of the customer testimonial, the reviews that real people are sharing of your work. I mean, this is what we talk about, the Build Your Brand mm-hmm. video class. It's all about the power of the referral because that's how, I mean, that's the best way you can sell your business is through somebody else.
You can blast 5 stars. You can put, you know, inspirational quotes on your website. The best thing that you can get is somebody telling you, hey, I did it with those guys and they're good.
Yep.
And it speaks volumes.
Wes, thank you so much for your time and joining us on the podcast today. We really enjoyed getting to know you, getting to know Trunk Bay a little bit, talking about a whole bunch of good stuff.
I'm gonna try to get back here too. I already talked with, you know, some of the other coaches that I've spoken to. Maybe if I come back, we try to golf or something like that.
There you go.
Stay an extra day, things like that.
Come back when it's not winter.
You come here, you build your network, you got these relationships.
Come to BTU.
There would be one thing if I'm leaving this place with one thing. And I'm going to go tell it to my company. I would tell it to anybody. The only thing that would be better than working at Build-A-Trend is running a company that is utilizing Build-A-Trend to the fullest. That's what I'm super excited about heading home.
Like, so you're going to max it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to try to do it so hard. So
that's awesome.
It's going to be good.
Let's cut that quote and put it everywhere.
That sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Great. Thanks,
Wes. All right,
Wes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks again for joining us. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to our podcast, The Building Code. We'll see you next time.
Appreciate you.